The traffic in Athens, Greece is awful. 40% of Greeks live in the capital city, and there are just too many cars, scooters, trucks, and motorcycles. The smog is the worst in Europe. But things are improving as Athens gears up to host next summer's Olympics, when 1 million tourists are expected to visit the country where the Games started 2,700 years ago. There's a new subway system, an ultra-modern tramway, and a 6-lane beltway diverting traffic from the center of the city. But one problem remains on the streets of Athens, one as old as the Parthenon itself. Dogs. All through history, Athens has literally gone to the dogs. They're everywhere. Leanna Alexandris, director of the Hellenic Animal Welfare Society, says packs of dogs roam the city's ruins, restaurants, and roadways.
I have heard tourists that come in Greece, and many of them find stray dogs in Athens happy or in Greece. But of course there are too many. They are not happy. They are sick. They are ill. They are badly treated. I think that we cannot say that we are very happy with this situation.
It's estimated there are 500,000 strays in Greece, 15,000 in downtown Athens alone. So while Athens Mayor Dora Bakoyannis spends most of her time these days preparing the city for the Summer Olympics, her job includes the Herculean task of curbing the city's population of abandoned dogs before the games begin. Recently, Mayor Bakoyannis held an Adopt-a-Dog Day at City Hall.
People believe that dogs are dolls. So they buy them for the child, and then they realize that it's too much work and they leave them stray. So there is a new legislation now where if you buy a dog, it has an identity so that we know after a while who was this wonderful parent who left it in the street.
Greek dog owners will now have to have microchip ID tags embedded under their pet's skin. Those abandoning their dogs will face fines of 1,000 euros. The new law also requires municipalities to round up strays on their streets and bring them to a shelter.
These are the kennels for stray dogs.
At the Hellenic Animal Welfare Society shelter near Athens' new international airport, there are a few cats and hundreds of dogs. Many are mutts, but some have pedigrees, says Society Director Leanna Alexandris.
There are all stray dogs, and there are the cats. We collect these dogs from the streets, from the roads. Almost before they come here, they are dead. Some of them are really skeletons. They walk like skeletons, if you see, because they are outside. It's a tremendous problem.
Now, by law, stray dogs are captured, nursed back to health, neutered, and returned to the streets they came from. Euthanizing healthy animals is forbidden in Greece, but mysteriously, over the past year, 3,000 dogs have been found murdered on the streets of Athens.
The great number of stray dogs were poisoned. We don't know who was responsible. We never found anyone. Some people say that, oh, this is the neighbor, the bad restaurant. Some other people believe that it was the municipalities. But we don't prove anything. We can't prove anything. And we are not certain what exactly happened.
Vasilios Stilis, Greece's general administrator for animal welfare, denies the government had anything to do with the poisonings and doesn't know who did. But looking forward, he says what really is needed is a change in attitude among Greeks to make them more responsible dog owners. The Athens Olympic Committee had its own change of attitude towards strays. Originally, when the Hellenic Animal Welfare Society asked the committee to cooperate with their abandoned dog program, they refused. But then last summer, strays overran the venues for the Olympic test events, preventing athletes from competing. The Olympic Committee called in the Welfare Society, which captured 62 stray dogs, neutered them, and placed them in its shelter till the test events were over.
Oh, look at him. Oh, he's got
a broken leg also.
Oh,
it's very nice. We have very nice strays.
Hi, boy.
See them.
Look at him.
It's a very nice dog. How can it survive?